Yes, that's the topic. Can they keep this up and how good are they? That's sort of the obvious topic with the Steelers here. Off the top of the show, I think the question was that I presented, are the Steelers going to run away with this division? Some people think it's crazy just to ask. What? They're already up three games on the Bengals a minute into the season and two games on the Ravens. Forget about the Browns. They're done. The Bengals have major problems here, in case you haven't noticed. And the Ravens have some of their own. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. Some losses defensively, for sure. So that's a legitimate question, which is different than making a prediction, right? At this point, that is a legit question. Can the Steelers keep this up, and are they just going to run away with this? Because it's also asked in the context of schedules, and I don't think they're going to be an underdog in any game from here until the break, which is November. They have Anthony Richardson. They're home against the Cowboys. They're at the Raiders, home against the Jets, and home against the Giants. They're going to be a favorite in every game. So I don't think it's clickbait, crazy talk to wonder if they're going to be 7-1 at that point. They're going to be favored in every game. This defense is really, really good, I think. Maybe you don't. I don't see a weakness among the starting lineup on defense. Everybody's got depth questions. I don't really see a weakness there. Maybe you do, and defense travels. Do we know for sure about Justin Fields and the offense? No, absolutely not. I'm just not sure how much teams like the Giants and Cowboys are going to challenge them over the course of the first half. That's the question for me right now, the obvious one. They're off to a great, great start. Is it going to last? As I mentioned, somebody from the station texted me earlier and said, what about 2020? What happened to them in 2020? What if they go 11-0? How did that work out? Poorly. That has nothing to do with what if this team goes 10-1 or 8-2 or 7-3. I don't know what we're talking about here. I can tell you when they were 11-0, what I was talking about was, would they go 16-0? They had Washington coming in. Seemed like they were going to go 12-0. That was a very legit topic at that point. However, they began to unravel and then wound up completely unraveling. So then we had that conversation. You know, this is a better team, I think. This is a better team. Certainly a better defense. So, unfortunately, I don't have the luxury to wait on an opinion here for the next 8 weeks either. Is this projectable or not? 412-928-9370. Are you already changing your Steelers preseason win total, your prediction? Yes?
I have two calls if you'd like them.
Okay. Thank you, City Limits.
You're quite welcome.
You're quite welcome. What was I saying?
Are you changing your win prediction?
Yeah, my win prediction. Yes, I am. Everybody I know is. Why wouldn't you? They just won their first three games. But the way that they did it and the way this defense looks and the way the schedule looks, if I was going 8 wins, why in the world wouldn't I go above that or 9? I was going 10, and I'm up to 12. Maybe I'll look like an idiot in a couple weeks. But that's the fun of this, right? Is this start for real? Is it projectable? Yes or no? Got somebody in the mailbag today who said no. They still think that this offense isn't very good. That's a reasonable opinion, that this offense won't translate long term. I don't happen to agree because I've been very impressed with Justin Fields, surprised by Justin Fields. So I don't agree with that, but that sounds like a reasonable opinion. What about my opinion that this is their best defense in probably 14 years since they went to the Super Bowl? I don't feel like that's a crazy opinion. I think the defense, if key players stay healthy, is very projectable as being outstanding all year long and maybe, maybe the best defense in football. That seems reasonable. And if that comes true, then why wouldn't they win 11, 12 games? I also don't feel like I'm going crazy here. I haven't predicted them to win the Super Bowl, but have they entered my consciousness as one of a few teams that could challenge the Chiefs in the AFC? Yeah, they're there. They're actually there. I'm considering them in the early going as one of the teams that could challenge the Chiefs. That seems very level-headed and reasonable. I'm not sure how to read that any. I think they have a great defense. I do. And a workable offense that can get better. Because I expect this quarterback to get better. We could revisit that in 2 weeks. And if he stinks for the next 2 weeks, guess what? I'll adjust my opinion. That's how sports works. You have an opinion. Maybe it's before a season. Maybe it's 3 weeks into the season. And then the team plays more games and you adjust your opinion based on what you see on the field or the ice or the diamond or wherever. That's how sports works. All we can do at 3 weeks in is project based on what we've seen. How do you project the Steelers? 412-928-9370. Let's talk about that. Are you believing in the start or is it a mirage?